The budget that's now before the Wisconsin State Senate still includes a plan that would let undocumented immigrants get driver's cards in Wisconsin. The cards would only be good for driving. They could not be used as a kind of federal ID. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Pedro Colon says these people are going to drive one way or another, but without some way to get a legal ID, they'll drive unsafely and make police officers' jobs tougher.
You can either have people that don't understand how to drive and continue to have awful accidents, or you can have people who identify themselves competently and clearly so that police officers may stop them.
Democrats also held on to another plan that would increase the amount of minimum automobile coverage people are required to buy. Some of these minimums have not been touched since the early 80s, and trial lawyers argue they haven't kept pace with the growing cost of accidents. Marinette Republican John Nygren, who is an insurance agent, tried unsuccessfully to get the provision pulled from the budget in the assembly.
This is an increase to low-income constituents, middle-class constituents, that they cannot afford at this time.
To pay for roads, Assembly Democrats also kept a tax on oil companies in the budget, but without a provision that would have prohibited oil companies from passing on the cost of the tax to consumers. The fear was that this particular part of the tax would ensnare the state in a costly legal battle that it would probably lose. It means gas prices could go up as much as 4.4 cents per gallon. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.